Major Myers, reel 2.
We were talking about photographs when my yes. ham-handedness cut us off.
Yes, actually, I was about to be rather rude about the PR photographs of the army, but they were photographed for quite different reasons. I mean, if you're trying to show little William being a smart, clean boy with his assassin, it's quite different from the action shots I was looking for. Because they haven't got the action shots. And I don't know whether you've ever considered the idea of having photographers to go out as official photographers whose job is not to photograph for intelligence or photograph for PR, but to simply make that sort of record, because I think, you know, a super record can be made like that.
We have thought of that. In fact, the Artistic Records Committee, which has bought four of your pictures from this exhibition, has considered whether we ought to do that, to send out official photographers for recording in this way, but we haven't taken any decision about it.
Of course, they're very good photographs taken anyway by people who are paid by the press, and I suppose they get very highly paid for doing that.
Certainly they do.
Probably is a thing. But that book, Battle of Bogside, by Clive Lindkin, I think the photographs there are absolutely superb. Very good indeed.
Perhaps we would do no better than the press already do.
I think perhaps that's so, but if you can get copies of those photographs, of course, it doesn't matter.
We do get a lot of agency photographs. We've got about a million agency photographs covering mostly the first
two World Wars. I think perhaps if you've
got that,
that's fine, yes.
But the Public Relations Department of the Ministry were very helpful in setting up an exhibition at the Ministry
in Whitehall. Oh, yes, very helpful indeed. Oh, yes, no, I wasn't wishing to be rude in that way. It was simply that there's a great difference in aim of trying to capture what's going on from the record point of view as opposed to showing a picture of individuals and so on. No, they were very helpful indeed.
Let me take one or two points in detail of your pictures and ask you how much of the picture as it is on the wall was seen on the spot. If I might take the pictures that the Imperial War Museum has bought. The Shanklin Road picture, for example. Did you see everything in that picture or only a proportion?
No, because you see that is 69-70 riots. And of course I wasn't there. And this is where photographs came in very helpful. Now, I did select a part of the Shanklin Road and I fiddled about with it because you can't actually see Flack Street Mill at the end of that particular street, but never mind, I wanted to get a mill at the end. Well, the barricade, well, it's exactly like the barricades then. In fact, I happened then to have a, what was he, Company Storeman, who had been out there with the light infantry at that time, and so he could advise me on what was right and what was wrong. And there was an officer in the light infantry who happened to be out in Londonderry, and they checked it all over. But it was terribly important to get it right. You know, if you start putting the wrong slogans and mix them up, you know, you really have failed in a big way.
And the slogans are actually in that area, are they?
Oh, yes. I mean, you'll see FTP all over the place. You'll see it also in full, of course. Protestant RC, yes. UVF, Bernie must be hung. Love thy neighbour, yes, certainly. Horrifying juxtaposition of military, of religious slogans meant in a Christian way, seen against the desolation and the hatred and so on. Incredible combination. No, they are quite genuine slogans. If I didn't see them actually there on the spot, I did see them in photographs. The best, I think, is the comment, no Pope Pierre, and somebody's put beneath it, lucky old Pope.
Yes, where was that? Did you see that?
I don't think I saw that, but someone in the parachute regiment said he had seen it. And he, you know, it was just down the road, and so we added it in. It's definitely a little quip.
The picture of the lollipop patrol, and now would those soldiers be in positions like that on patrol? That's something which you saw or something which
Yes.
you...
Yes, I saw the lollipop patrol. I stayed with the 3rd Battalion of the Light Infantry, and they took me to see it. And I then recreated an incident. I wanted to show a violence. I wanted to show somebody shot on this patrol because there had been quite a few casualties. I had to be very careful there because I wanted to be accurate, and on the other hand, I didn't want to use the death of a particular individual because all these deaths mean, you know,
something.
They're not an obvious. They're something very special to someone, and to their, you know, mother or widow or whoever it is left behind. And so it was slightly tricky, but that is an accurate picture of what goes on.
And is the position where this group is a likely spot for a sniper to have shot at a soldier?
Yes, I brought it down one street or maybe two, merely so I get a better view of the Holy Cross Church in the background, and I'm not so close to it as to be swamped by it. But that, I mean, that was a perfectly reasonable artistic license.
The view of Londonderry is something which looks very much as if you could have been on the other side, looking across at Londonderry and seeing Londonderry burning. Is that the case, or was that partly a reconstruction?
I did actually sit doing a painting on a rather windswept part of that bridge, and the view is like that. I didn't actually see the result of a bomb explosion at that time, but I had photographs. Brigade Major's house overlooked the same scene a bit further down the river, and they had lots of photographs, which his wife had taken, the various explosions and burnings, and so I was able to use those.
And the night walk, night action Standish Walk, that was again a reconstruction of
yes.
a particular place as well as a
particular
group of people.
Particular people. Two of the two most prominent people there are the actual individuals, but only one of them I got to pose for me. The subaltern who ran the patrol and got an MC, I had quite a long session with. In fact, we went off to look at Londonderry together. We went off in a proper patrol in a pig, and we were ambushed en route. You know, the command detonated mine, went off, gave bang in front of us. Luckily, he said, drive on, drive on. And we debussed further on and came back to the scene and found the wires and the man had gone. But obviously, we were meant, in fact, to debus when the bang went off and go and be shot up. So it was a good thing we did go on. Now, it is a complete reconstruction. And I went down to the place with him. One of the riflemen had been badly wounded across the face, where it had gone right through his nose, right across. And he had recovered and was back on the trail, so he also came down. Obviously, not painted at night. I mean, you know, you can't go down that night and sit down and get your box out. But I think I finished it in Springfield Road Police Station. And the last face was done back in there because the particular officer who lost his hand is now at Salisbury. And I saw him down there.
I got the impression that quite a large number of the people in your pictures are portraits, not only generalised figures of soldiers. Is that a correct impression?
Not quite, no. Certainly, yes, they're likenesses of people, but that doesn't matter. I mean, there's happened to be Rifleman X who was posing, and he may in fact have been posing as Guardsman X. The people in my own battalion's paintings are certainly recognisable, because I rather wanted them to be. I had a corporal who got a DCM, and I had a lance corporal as well, who I rather wanted to include. In fact, no, two lance corporals, actually. And so they're definite people. I thought they would be rather nice. The Standish Walk incident, of course, those are the real people. The King's Own Scottish Borderers, it is a genuine company commander. But I couldn't get hold of him, I had to do it from a photograph. The removal of the bomb from the Europa, that is obviously particular people. Unfortunately, one of them is in Germany and I couldn't get hold of him, but the other two posed for me. And the hospital, had rather fun. The intensive care ward, that was done over a period of time. The nurse, finally, was a combination of two nurses and the legs of our mother's help. Painted at home. And I just got a soldier to pose outside. Marine Rivenberg, I had to paint from a photograph. The police constable in the after the explosion picture was the RUC constable who actually was attached to my company. I wanted to get him right. And the head chief fire officer, yes, in the picture of our first battalion over there. That, I got hold of him to paint him. The commanding officer, really, guy who got a DSO, that is in fact him done from a photograph because he's away. The company commander, poor chap, was back again in Belfast, this time with the light infantry, so I got hold of him and he posed. And the market scene, the rifleman there, who I said, is looking unperturbed, but it's not easy because he witnessed the murder. He's a genuine man. In fact, at the time that incident happened, I was in Germany as a families officer, and we had this terrible news that, you know, our first corporal had been killed. And I've seen his wife since. She's been Boxing Day with us not long ago. I very much hope she can get to the exhibition, but I've lost her address, so I hope, in fact, we catch up with her.
I hope the publicity that the exhibition gets
so.
Will make that known.
Yes.
I don't expect in the book of reproductions of your pictures you've included all these details of the personalities described in the pictures, or have you done so?
No, not necessarily, because one doesn't always mention names. I mean, it's sometimes sensible not to mention names. I had to make the captions short because they were originally done for my catalogue, and I mean, I wasn't trying to produce a book then. And I then produced the book in a hurry, and I couldn't amplify all that much because it would have had to go through the censorship machine again. And obviously the wording is fairly delicate. I think it doesn't lose, though, by having pretty short wording.
No, I think that's a good idea.
Point. But it does need something to make people realise the significance of various things in the picture, which otherwise isn't obvious unless you've been there.
I'm only going to ask you to record somewhere so that it will be possible to check up who the people are in the future. We have in the Imperial War Museum the First World War collection a number of pictures we can't now identify because the censor at that time wouldn't allow the names to be disclosed, and we now cannot say who the corporal or who the sergeant was that we have an excellent picture of.
Yes, no, I'll do that. Of course, the funny thing is, I wanted to give a copy of my book to all the people who helped me with the exhibition, you know, all the riflemen who posed and so on. So many of them, they're amalgamations. They start off with the body of one man and somebody else's head, because I have to be able to catch him at the time. And then, let's say I've drawn from the head, and suddenly I couldn't get hold of him, so I grabbed the regimental police corporal and say, hey, pose for a moment, please. And so they're, of course, amalgamations as well.
We've talked about the four pictures the War Museum has bought. I'd like to ask some things about some of the other pictures. If we may take the Belfast pictures first, how about the Fusiliers in New Lodge? Was that done on the spot?
Well, yes and no. There was a stage when I took, as I said, I took all the drawings back to check them. When I went back to check that one, I was a bit idle. I was in plain clothes and I had long hair and all that sort of thing. And I thought, well, today I won't go and visit command headquarters, I'll simply go and catch a patrol. I saw a patrol go off the New Lodge Road into that area. And when they stopped, I got out and got hold of the NCO. I said, look, this is me. Do you mind if I finish this drawing? He said, yes, I do, rather. I'm trying to chase a gunman. So,
yes.
The story behind that one. I did go back later and finish it, but.
And the burning bus in Grosvenor Road
in
August 71, that's a specifically...
It's a specific incident, and that more than any other, I think, in here, I've used a photograph for. If you saw the photograph, it's most like it. Because there was a very good photograph, because it was a particular incident, and so on, and because the particular officer there, I couldn't have got otherwise, because he didn't go on. I was actually there painting that, finishing painting in Springfield Road Police Station, and I had a room which was overlooking the road, so the continuation, in fact, of the Grosvenor Road, and I used to drive down there fairly frequently, so it was fairly easy to get the atmosphere.
The Markets Patrol, that's a typical incident.
Yes. At that time, because there was terrible hatred there, and our people were searching youths and so on, and there was terrible enmity. We had just had this corporal killed. I wasn't actually there at the time. I was sitting back in Germany, but I recreated and spoke to lots of people about it, and the company commander concerned as well. I got him along and said, look, what slogans were there around, and that's how I found out about this one, IRA 1 and IDJ 0.
The backstreet scene of Lower Falls with the Gloucesters, the Gloucester Regiment must not have been the only regiment of which somebody had put regiments go home.
Much older things. I had to be diplomatic as to what I put. But that picture has had an interesting history. It began when I was with the Gloucesters. And the Gloucesters had just taken over from our 3rd Battalion, a representative company, for whom I particularly wanted to do a painting. And I wrote an article for our British Metal Chronicle, and the only sketch I had was a very scruffy one of that. And so I couldn't put Go Home Gosses in the Royal Blue Jackets Chronicle, so I became Go Home Blue Jackets. However, in the end, I had to make it a Gosses one, because otherwise there would have been too many Green Jacket pictures around. But when I finally took it back, I was actually quite pleased with the result. Lots of people said, "Oh, it would be rather like that." But when I took it and showed that to the officer, he said, "Well, I quite like it, but you know, it isn't dirty enough." And I then spent half an hour in the lower halls, literally dirtying it up.
How about the burning barricade and the Falls Road?
Yeah, well, that was quite a difficult one because, I mean, I couldn't set up a barricade and set it on fire to paint. And the most significant thing, perhaps, in a painting is the light you paint it in. And it's not easy to imagine. So I used a photograph of that scene lit by electric lighting, I mean, ordinary street lighting, and replaced the lighting with the fire. And I painted the Alice from real life, the tractor. I mean, obviously, I got people to pose for me. And then gradually worked the thing up. I was rather pleased with it in a way. Difficult one. It was quite near our base, actually. It was quite near the junction of Grosvenor Road, Springfield Road. And I did stop there by day and, you know, take photographs. Actually, not a place you hang around for very long.
It's a very dramatic picture, and certainly one that is often going to be reproduced, I think.
Yes, I mean, I put it on the front of the catalogue and on the front of the book because it is dramatic, and the fire and so on, and I think that perhaps it's symbolic of our troubles.
The next in this sequence is the stone throwers in the Clonard.
Yes. Well, the people in the Clonard at the time I was there, then the Gloucesters, always felt that the Clonard was really dominated by the making their photographs.